KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. Democrats in the state legislature are offering cautious praise of Governor Jerry Brown's new spending plan released yesterday. From KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, Guy Marzorati reports.
Brown began his budget presentation with familiar doom and gloom, warning the economy could dip in the near future.
In the coming year, I don't think even more spending will be possible.
Okay, so maybe no new spending, but the governor did roll back cuts that he proposed in January. That included funding for 3,000 state preschool slots. Senate Budget Chair Holly Mitchell celebrated the decision. The LA Democrat said the Legislative Women's Caucus met with Brown this week and made their case that child care was too important to cut.
And really kind of painted the full picture. It's an industry. A important supportive industry that supports our state's general economy.
The governor's revised budget also addresses a recent state audit that was highly critical of University of California President Janet Napolitano's office. Brown is withholding $50 million that the UC can get only after implementing reforms recommended by the state auditor. But Republicans like Tehama County Senator Jim Nielsen said that's not enough to force change.
My reading of it, they're making it, at the best, a Pyrrhic attempt to get that under control. I'm not at all comfortable that UC gets the message. They've got to do a better job and a more fiscally responsible job.
The release of the revised budget kicks off a frenetic period of negotiations between the governor and legislative leaders. Lawmakers have until June 15th to pass a budget, otherwise they'll stop getting paid. And here's a new wrinkle this year. A ballot measure passed by voters in November means the final budget bill will have to be made public for 3 days before a vote can be taken. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati in Sacramento.
The Fresno City Council has voted to put the phrase "In God We Trust" on large display in the city chamber. They voted 6-0 to do so. Councilman Gary Bredefeld led the push for the change. He says society has slipped backwards as it has turned from God.
The point I'm making is that the more we think about things larger than ourselves, the more we incorporate faith and consider God, I personally believe the better all of us who are in positions of leadership and responsibility will make decisions that affect our community.
That sound comes to us from the Fresno Bee. Opponents of the measure say installing the sign is an affront to the idea of separating church and state. We're going to stay in Fresno County, where protesters rallied in front of Congressman Devin Nunes' office in Clovis yesterday, even though the congressman wasn't there. Some railed against his vote for the Republican health care bill, others against his role in the Russia probe. But Central Valley reporter Vanessa Rancagno says everyone was excited to hear from his Democratic challenger.
Test. Yeah. Okay, who's fired up?
Andrew Jans is 33. He's from Visalia. He's never held elected office, and he's hoping to unseat his congressman.
My name is Andrew Jans, and I'm here to repeal and replace Devin Nunes.
Yeah! Nunes has been in office 14 years. He's faced little serious opposition and won last year with 68% of the vote. But the landscape has changed since Nunes drew national attention for his handling of the House Intelligence Committee's Russia investigation. He stepped down as chair, and the House Committee on Ethics is now looking into his conduct. That's what motivated Jans to run. Well, that and the newfound energy of constituents like Steve Spriggs, who says Congressman Nunes refuses to hear voters' concerns.
He seems to believe that he reports to the president and not to the people who elected him, and I think he needs a wake-up call.
Jans is hoping his newcomer status is an asset and that his experience as a Fresno deputy district attorney will help him.
You know, I'm somebody that always fights for the little guy, so I'm just really here to listen and, you know, be someone that's going to work for the people.
The people here gave him plenty to listen to.
I do want to make sure that you're developing a platform, because I don't want to just vote against Devin Nunes.
Sure.
I want to vote for something.
My concern is climate change.
And I just want to make sure you always kind of think of the moderate Republicans.
Now that I'm coming up on Medicare age, I'm really scared on what I'm looking at.
So far, Jans is the only person running against Nunes. Jans's campaign manager says they're raising money and will post finance figures at the end of the quarter. Meanwhile, as of March 31st, Nunes already had over $3 million in hand. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Clovis.
Let's go to Los Angeles now. Companies that work on President Trump's proposed border wall could find it tougher to do business in L.A. Details from our bureau chief, Stephen Cuevas.
L.A. Councilman Gil Cedillo is behind a proposal that would require companies seeking city contracts to disclose if they've also submitted bids for the border wall. Cedillo says companies that don't could face penalties, but would not necessarily be barred from doing work with the city.
Just as in any other business that we do, it's important for us to know the values of companies that do business with the city.
The move mirrors a state bill that would bar contracts to companies that help build a border wall. San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, and now L.A. have either approved or are considering related actions. Tom Holzman says it's simply unfair. He's CEO of the Associated General Contractors of California.
You've got a city saying if you perform work with an entity that they don't feel is philosophically or politically aligned, they cannot do work in their city, thereby setting up a criteria for bidding that is exclusive, and in our opinion, it's illegal.
L.A. Councilman Cedillo says his proposal isn't intended to hurt businesses, but to show solidarity with the city's immigrant population.
Immigrants here in Los Angeles make up 47% of the city's employed workforce. Let's be real. The border wall is a threat to our values and the well-being of Los Angeles.
Cedillo will introduce his motion to the full L.A. City Council later today. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children and youth at risk. Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Friday, May 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, and Katie McMurrin. The show was directed by Guy Marzorati, Jeremy Siegel, and Tina Rubio. The rest of the staff include Tiffany Kamhai, Nina Thorson, Scott Schaefer, Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, Ethan Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. I'm John Sepulvedo. Have a great weekend.